The Ghana Health Service has concluded that a U.S. citizen suspected of carrying the Ebola virus did not die of the disease. Health officials are now looking into what killed the man. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the head of surveillance and disease control at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Bedu Sakodie, said his outfit is still monitoring the hospital officials that came into contact with the man. He commended Nyaho Clinic for the swift response to the suspected case. He spoke to Bright in Trauma.
Yesterday, lab communicated to the ministry indicating that they have finished the test on Ebola on the case and now it's definitely negative.
So it means for now, Ghana is free from virus?
Yes, now we don't have a case of Ebola in the country. The case that was suspected has been confirmed negative.
But what do you make of how the hospital in question responded to the threat of the virus?
Indeed, the hospital, by commenting them, they are on the high alert. This person came as soon as he started vomiting blood, and then they inquired into their travel history, which is very good, which gave the revealed the man having gone to Guinea some time back, about 3-4 weeks ago, and that heightened the suspicion, and they pressed to activate the process to confirm. They call the same people there, took blood sample, and that is how it has helped us to come to the bottom of the situation, knowing that it's not negative. The next line is, it is not Ebola, what next? So you link up with the deputy authorities that will support us, investigate further to know what exactly the situation.
But the many questions on the list of people are that the man in question died. So what killed him if it's not the Ebola virus?
That's what I'm saying, that there are a lot of causes of death. Before Ebola, people were dying, you understand? So if it's not Ebola, what exactly it is? That is why I mentioned the need for other people support to investigate further, know what other condition might have killed the man. That's the next step I mentioned.
But what about those were four health officials who were quarantined when they came in contact with the man?
Yes, indeed. What you need to do, they need to provide adequate psychosocial support to them, the verbals that this might have brought to them, their family and other loved ones. So that psychosocial support is very crucial. And then, whilst it's not a condition, a case now, immediately we have to do what we are doing, but then you support them, keeping eyes on them for some time, and then the country will provide them with necessary psychosocial support.
That was the head of surveillance and disease control at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Bedu Sakodie.